This is the Hollywood Casino Press Box. Now back to Frank Cusimano on 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.
Sitting in the morning sun, I'll be sitting when the evening comes.
Welcome back. Hollywood Casino watching Press Box on the all-new 590 The Fan. Frank Cusimano with you until 12 o'clock. Dave Matter is going to join us a little bit later in the program. We're here till 12, and if you'd like to be a part of the program, 855-282-8255. There is nobody that knows basketball on the national level like Paul Biancardi, celebrating his 10th year at ESPN as their national analyst. I saw him on national TV yesterday breaking down the Peach Jam Classic, former assistant for Rick Majerus. Paul, good to be with you. How are you, sir?
I'm doing great, Frank. Great to catch up with you again, as always. Really is.
Well, you're getting a lot of great airtime yesterday. Your fellow analysts were saying, well, it's all up to Paul on these rankings. That's a pretty powerful position that you control where one high school player is ranked.
Well, we don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take our job seriously. So we just try to be as accurate as possible. And we have a formula, and you know, we try to see as many kids as we can, and then we compare, we contrast. But, you know, Frank, when you rank anything, whether it's a restaurant, a hotel, a stock, a mutual fund, there's always room for error.
All right, let's talk about the story of the weekend, particularly from a St. Louis perspective. Jericho Helms from Chaminade High School. Tell me about his week in Georgia.
Well, he was a guy that very few of us knew about, and I'll tell you right now, I didn't know his game that well going into the Peach Jam, and that's what's exciting about the summer. Guys have breakout performances, and he had a terrific, terrific week for Bradley Beal Elite. Just at the Peach Jam alone, which is the 25 teams that get invited by Nike out of their 40, okay, so you're an elite company. He averaged 25 points a game, which is phenomenal. And he shot it at over 50% from three, close to 60% from the field. What he is he's a 6'6", 6'7"-ish, a guy who rebounds and makes shots. So do you play him at the four? Do you play him at the three? Doesn't really matter. You put him on the court, you play to his strengths. That's what you should do. Nobody had a better 5 or 6 day period than Helms.
You know, Mizzou and SLU, before this week, I don't think had offered. They like Carrington Davis a little bit, his teammate at Chaminade, but now the offers are just, it's going crazy for him, right?
And that's what happens, though, Frank. I mean, you play against the best competition in the country, and you perform once at a high level, people say, okay, you know what, keep an eye on him. Do it again and again. Now you go from performing to being productive, and you catch people's attention. And, you know, from the buzz down at the Peach Jam, and Missouri offered him. Wake Forest jumped in. You know, a bunch of Power 5 schools. I can't confirm that SLU offered him, but I have to believe they have.
So you...
They were at the Peach Jam.
Yeah, so you make him a... he's a small forward, or is he a power forward, or just a swing there?
Yeah, he's in between. I mean, he can play either position, and, you know, he has to get better at a lot of other things to be really good, but it's 6'7", close to 200 pounds. You can play anywhere on the court, whether it's the three or the four. And I think he's going to be very effective because he does the one thing that the game needs. He shoots the ball, and he shoots it really well from deep.
Mm. Did you happen to see Jontay Porter? Was he there this weekend?
He was there, but I didn't have a chance to see him play specifically. But, you know, there's a lot of talk about him reclassifying into the senior class. In fact, he's been on record saying that, you know, he's most likely going to reclassify, and it's most likely going to be Missouri. And I'll tell you this, Frank, Michael gets all the attention, as well he should, but Jontay Porter, in my estimation, in the future, is going to be in the NBA, and he's going to be in the NBA for a long time. He's bigger than his brother. And he's got good skill level as a high post guy, and he can score inside. He can shoot the three too. He rebounds well. He rebounds really well. I could see him being in the NBA for 10 or 15 years.
I wonder, though, if he gets 2 years at Mizzou. Is it too early to tell?
Well, if his age – depends what his age is. If he goes into SLU and – I'm sorry, if he goes into Missouri and after 1 year he's good enough to declare for the NBA draft and the NBA wants him from a basketball standpoint, he has to be at least 19 years old during that year of the draft, because you have to be 1 year removed from high school and 19 years old during the year of the draft.
Yeah, and it appears that we're looking at his age. He will not be 19, so it looks like Mizzou would, in fact, get 2 years out of this 6'11 stud. That's great. All right.
Well, that's outstanding.
What about Cartier Gordon? When's the last time you've seen him? Did you see him at all this weekend?
Yeah, I got glimpses of him. His body's really changed. You know, he looks a lot tighter and toned from a physical standpoint. His productivity was up and down during the week, but regardless, just an amazing recruit for St. Louis to get, because, you know, there aren't players like him skill-wise and certainly physically that are in the Atlantic 10 that much. And so I think that, again, he becomes a, you know, with a focus, if he doesn't let, you know, the rankings and the media attention get to him, and that holds true for all these guys, he could be special at SLU.
Who else jumped out at you over the weekend? Let me ask you about Manute Bol's son, Bol Bol, who I saw you talking about him on television. How special is he?
Really special. I mean, you're talking 7'3". Okay, his dad, Manute Bol, played Division II basketball at Bridgeport, Connecticut, back in the 80s. His dad was 7'7". His dad used to buy a two-seater, Frank, in the 80s and remove the front seat and drive from the back. That's how tall he was. I mean, that's the kind of – I mean, the length is incredible. Bol Bol has much more skill than his dad, and he's similar shot blocker. But at 7'3", this guy can stand outside and make a free-throw jumper, and he can make a three-point shot. And you put him in the paint, he's got everything but strength right now. And he told us on the air yesterday that he plans on visiting Arizona and Kentucky.
Who's your number one player right now?
Well, right now it's Marvin Bagley III, who obviously there's some speculation that he may reclassify. There's three guys to keep an eye on. Marvin Bagley III may become a senior. Jonte Porter has already expressed the fact that he may become a senior and go to Missouri. And then R.J. Barrett, who is in the junior class, he may accelerate and reclassify into the senior class. So if Bagley, right now Bagley's our number one guy in that class. And Zion Williamson is number two.
How much have you seen a couple of the Billikens that are going to be freshmen next year? I'd love to get a national perspective on Hassan French and Jordan Goodwin.
Gosh, I love those guys. And I love those guys because they play with a spirit. They play with a toughness. They play with a grit. Okay, that's their MO. Hassan French at 6'6". Gets as much done as anybody in the country at that size. And I mean that. You put him against any other 6'6 guys, and his productivity level in terms of scoring and rebounding and motor are just as good as anyone's in the country. Doesn't shoot it great, but from 15 feet and in, you know, highly productive, highly consistent. And Goodwin, I mean, I watched him play against Mocan Elite last year. You talk about Michael Porter and Trey Young. Trey Young's going to Oklahoma. Goodwin was very physical with those guys, and he can be a lockdown defender at SLU. And you put him in the transition game, Frank, and when they're running, he's finishing. So you've got a defender, a finisher, and a driver in Goodwin. And, you know, with French, you just got to do it all 6'6", a little bit undersized power forward, who should be getting about 8 to 10 points and 6 to 8 rebounds at SLU.
It's amazing that you have a scouting report on all these guys from all over the country that I'm just throwing at you. What about Torrance Watson from Whitfield, who committed to Ohio State last week? How big a loss is this for Mizzou and SLU?
Well, you know, it's more of a loss for, I would say, Missouri, only because I don't know if SLU is going to get him. I don't know what his recruiting was like, but I do know Chris Holtman was at Butler and recruiting him very hard for Butler. So what happened at that point is when he took the Ohio State job, you know, it's a little different recruiting pitch, right, from Butler to Ohio State. And Chris Holtmann really needed to get a top-notch recruit. That's going to be his first class. This kid's tremendous athlete, Watson. I mean, at 6'5", can really, really get up, and I love his drive game. I love his finish game. There's so many things about him that I can go on and on about. He's a combination wing. He's got elite athleticism. Yes, Missouri could have used him. SLU, he would have been, I mean, just a stud at SLU. But this kid's a defender finisher. Now, Frank, if he works on his skills, let me be the first to say that Torrence Watson has a chance to play in the NBA.
Because
his athleticism is that high right now.
Speaking of the NBA, I don't know how much you're watching this summer league, but every time I watch Jason Tatum, and we saw him a gazillion times here in high school, I'm thinking this guy's going to be an NBA All-Star. How impressed are you with his game and what you've seen in the Vegas Summer League?
I'm really impressed, but I'm not surprised. Watching him as a young kid at SLU, and then you watch him in the summers at the Peach Jam. You watch him at the Nike Skills Academy. You watch him during the high school season. So what happens is you're not that impressed anymore because you're so used to seeing it. What I am impressed about is the consistency. And one thing that stands out in his game, and I don't know if people have talked about it enough, but when you watch him, Frank, it's the footwork. And coaching with Rick Majerus, footwork was one of the most important things that Rick emphasized on a daily basis. And Jason Tatum has tremendous footwork at his size.
Hey, have you seen Patrick McCaw, who's going berserk in this NBA Summer League, another kid from St. Louis now with the Warriors?
Seen him a little bit. I know the NBA was really high on him coming out of, you know, college. Haven't had a chance to sit down and watch him play recently, but I know that he was at UNLV, and I got a lot of calls about him at that time when he was coming out from the NBA guys, because he was a guy who kind of blossomed on the college scene. And right now people like what he's doing in the NBA game. How about the guards? Lonzo Ball, De'Aaron Fox, Dennis Smith, and Markel Fultz, even though Fultz has been hurt. I don't know if we're going to see four guards at that level in a while.
Well, congratulations on 10 years. Your work is loved by all. Are you surprised it's become this big? I imagine 10 years ago, it wasn't quite as big as it is now.
Yeah, you know, when I was at SLU, they created this position, and I had no interest in it, really. And then, you know, when I took a stronger look at it and talked to Coach Majerus about it, he thought it was something that could blossom, and how right was he? I think with social media, Frank, this job has become maybe on a bigger platform. But being in college basketball forever, you know, guys do this for a living. Tom Konchalski, Bob Givens, you got Clark Francis. Those guys come to mind who have been involved in ranking players for a long time. I enjoy evaluating the players, and I enjoy my work, and I'm very fortunate to have it. 10 years has went by quickly.
Great stuff. Paul, we'll talk soon. Thanks so much for your time today.
All right, Frank. Always a pleasure. Thank you.
All right. Paul Biancardi joining us, formerly on the Rick Majerus staff, and now the guy who is ranking players. When you say, oh, well, he's the 11th ranked player, that usually comes from Paul Biancardi. All right, before we go to break, I want to tell you about our good friends at McBride and Son. Now, during the month of July, you can save thousands on a new inventory home with McBride and Son Homes Red, White, and Move Sale. McBride and Son Homes has over 100 inventory homes ready for a quicker move-in. And with nearly 40 communities across the Metro St. Louis area, there are homes for every price point in every part of town. So there's no reason to wait. The McBride & Son Homes Red, White, and Move Sale. Save thousands of dollars on a new inventory home today. Pricing on these homes range from the mid-100s to over $1 million. Visit McBrideHomes.com for more details. A little bit later in the program, we're going to be joined by our good friend Dave Matter from the Post-Dispatch, who covers the Missouri Beat. We'll take a short time out. Coming right back after this.